All right, we're here with at Guitar Lington with Matt Smith from Pigtronics. Matt's gonna he's gonna run us through all their stuff. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you doing?
All right, man. Good to talk to you today. Having a good show?
So far, it's been great.
All right, great. Tell us a little bit about the history of Pigtronics.
Pigtronics is a company founded by Dave Coltai and Brian Bethke out of New York, pretty much. And they started with just one pedal and risen slowly through the ranks, kind of to be a real force in the pedal community now. And they've always tried to do things a little bit differently than everyone else has, while maintaining very analog sound and very musical sound.
And they've gone beyond boutique at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're in pretty much everywhere. They're distributed worldwide now. It's become actually a pretty big pedal company.
Really great stuff. You played a little bit of stuff for me before. Tell me about your hottest seller.
Well, I think the Philosopher's Tone is probably the hottest seller right now. It's been rated as Editor's Pick and the Compressor Shootout Guitar Player magazine, and is pretty much universally acclaimed as probably the best compressor on the market.
Okay.
But everything has done really well. I mean, the Fat Drive is selling really, really well, the Philosopher's Rock. And then there's, you know, pretty much what I would say as far as the first distortion pedal, which is the Distortion, still sells really well too. That's a parallel overdrive, seven flavors of fuzz, and an octava in one pedal. That does really well too. But I would say far and away the Philosopher's Tone is probably the biggest seller.
Yeah, that's an amazing pedal. Tell me a little bit about that pedal.
It's basically a parallel compression, which means that you can add in the sound of your normal guitar sound without having everything just compressed. So it's a parallel compression that allows you to put the blend in of your straight guitar sound in with the compressed sound so that you can really get the dynamics of your playing and not squish it. Plus it has a treble control that's been voiced. It's got the standard sustain and blend controls, but it also has a treble control which allows you to basically put the treble back into the sound. It's voiced at about 2.2 kilohertz, which is really a good sound. And it's one of the reasons why it makes it sound, it keeps the sound very natural sounding. It also has a built-in grid control, which allows you to put distortion into that pedal.
It's pretty amazing. Can we hear a little bit of that?
Sure. Here's without it. Plus you have the grid control here, and you can add in a little distortion. So that's the compressor. Now there's been several other products that have come out of that. The Philosopher's Rock is basically just two knobs of the compressor with the a modified grid control. So without it, it sounds like this. You can hear it squeeze it. It's pretty monstrous sounding pedal with obviously great sustain.
Absolutely.
Philosopher King is basically the Philosopher's Tone, exactly the same pedal, but it also adds the basically the functions of the old Electro-Harmonix ADSR pedal, attack sustain pedal. So when I do this, it has a swell function. Without it, it's still the same thing. And it also has the grit control in it, so I can add that. When I add the swell control, I can add how fast it'll swell. Very fast or very slow. And then the other thing it has is the chopper function of that. Another new that we have also the overdrive family, which is the aria. The aria is more of a kind of a traditional overdrive sound. It's like Los Lobos and different people play it.
Yeah.
The difference between this one is it's got a 3-band active EQ. So the active EQ here, you can control the bass, middle, or treble, as well as the amount of delay. I'm sorry, the amount of distortion. The polysaturator is a way over the top overdrive. 12 stages of gain, so you can. These all came from the distortion, which is one of the first pedals from Pigtronix. And this is an overdrive pedal. With a 5-flavor fuzz. Actually, 7 different filters. Watch. 1. Combine that sound, so that you want that fizzy sound, with the overdrive. And it also has an octava, an up octave, that you can take in around the tenth. So that's where all the overdrives came from. And one of the latest overdrives is the Fat Drive, which has 2 different sounds too. It has the traditional kind of overdrive sound. Up, it gives it more overdrive. So that's the overdrive section. Then over here we have the Class A boost, which is just a clean Class A 20 dB boost, adjustable. Just a louder switch, but I can adjust it anywhere between 0 and 20 dB. Okay. On the top row here we have the Mothership, which is an analog guitar synthesizer with a built-in tunable ring modulator. This is crazy. You can blend in the straight sound. So we have... It's got controllable and also a ring modulator. So this is the sub octave. It's all tunable. And then also I have a tunable ring modulator. So I can add them all together with my straight sound. That's that. Mars Volta uses that, and a lot of other bands use that. Then we have the envelope phaser, which is also actually the original pedal was the original envelope phaser. It's an envelope follower combined with a phase shifter. So if I do this, take this off, I have an envelope follower. I'm sorry, this is the phase shifter. I can change the center of it from very high to very low. So I can make it very transparent or sweep it way down into the bass frequencies. Then also I have an envelope follower. Now I can combine both of them and then have the envelope follower feed into the phase shifter like this. That's how that works. And it's got, all of these are triggerable by the external dual function expression pedal. All of these pedals have triggers, so you can trigger them from, for example, another audio unit. I've used the envelope phaser to great effect by playing it by putting a drum machine loop into it to trigger the envelope and stuff, and that's very, very cool. And then we have the Echolution, which is one of the more advanced digital echo, but analog controlled. The way this works is it's a tap at its core, it's a tap tempo delay. Let's say I want a slow tap. Now over here I have all these multi-taps. So these actually add another delay that are all subdivisions of the delay I'm using. So here, this is a half of that. And then I could add another third or anything. I can do reverse echoes or loops. I can loop, and I can also recalculate. This is a phi switch, and a phi switch basically recalculates all the delay times by the golden ratio. Now listen to this. That's the use of the 5-switch bass. It just spirals everything, makes everything kind of like a normal. And then finally you have the tremolo, which is an envelope controlled tremolo. So you have the tremolo here, and all kinds of different, you know, sounds here. But what I have here, when I add the envelope, this will actually slow down or speed up the envelope or the tremolo, depending on how hard it plays. Now watch. So that'll do it too. So I have this. Which is very cool. That's the only pedal that does that.
That's amazing.
That's the Pigtronics line. There's also the Infinity Looper that's coming out, which is a dual looper with almost infinite time. That'll be coming out very soon.
Wow, amazing.
State-of-the-art looping stuff. So, that'll be out soon, too.
Where on the web can people check out Pigtronics?
Pigtronics.com.
All right, fantastic. Matt, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I really
I'll see you in Austin.
I will see you in Austin.
Let's go get some barbecue sometime.
Yeah, for sure. I'll see you at Aguero's.
There you go.
All right. All right. All right.